Please be seated. Good morning, friends. We're back at the beginning of another season of the church year, and here we are to talk about what's happened, where we've been, and where we're going. And before I say anything else, let me just start out by saying I am going to propose my own way of looking at Eastertide, and if anyone else were up here, they would undoubtedly have a different interpretation. But I'm going to suggest that we see Eastertide as a season of rest. And let's talk first about where we've been, and I will make my argument as we continue. We start, this is kind of awkward. This is small, and I don't know if you'll be able to see, but we started with 4 weeks of Advent. The church year begins with the first week of Advent. 4 weeks of purple time where we're preparing for the mystery of Christmas, preparing to experience the entry of the Lord into the world. From the Feast of Christmas, we move into several weeks. They're green here on the circle of the church year, but those are the weeks of Epiphany. And in Epiphany, we talked about God being present in the world. We're celebrating that. We're looking for where God has revealed himself and where God is manifesting in our lives. So that's a time of work, as Advent is, a time of preparing our hearts. We move directly into 6 weeks of Lent then. And we talked about how Lent is a time where we pay attention and we try to seek out our woundedness and find the grace of God to heal. Maybe just a little bit this year. It'll come around again next year and we'll have time to do more work. But Lent is also a time of work. We come to the great feast of Easter then, the pinnacle moment of our faith. In preparing for today, I read a really beautiful quotation that Easter is the first day of the new creation. Something has fundamentally changed and it's all good. Now, Easter has fallen off this circle of the church year here, if you can see that. Ha ha. We're missing the most important day on the calendar, but there you go. And following Easter, we have 6 weeks of Eastertide. Following Easter, we will move into the birthday of the church with Pentecost, where the Spirit descends on the disciples of Jesus. And then we move into what Godly Play calls the Great Green Growing Sundays, which are a time for us to live the life that Jesus calls us to. It's a time of mission, growing, relationship building. So you can see, we have a lot of work to do. I think that's fine. Throughout the year, throughout the circle of the church year, we have preparation, we have looking for God in the world, we have seeking out our woundedness and trying to find healing. We have Holy Week, where we ride darkness into the light. We have Easter, the great moment. But then Pentecost and the Great Green Growing Sundays call us to work and mission in the world as well. So I'm going to suggest to you that the 6 weeks of Eastertide that follow Easter are a time for us to deeply rest in the Lord, be grateful for what's happened with the miracle of Easter, and find deep rest during this time and get ready for the work that's coming at Pentecost and then in the following Great Green Growing Sundays. Most of the post-resurrection appearances of Jesus have a very kind of pastoral quality to them, where he's spending time with his followers. There's often a meal involved. There's a lot of intimacy. Either he's preparing a meal like he did for his apostles on the beach in Galilee, which is one of my favorite stories, or we also have him seeking to explain who he is to the two followers on the road to Emmaus. He shares a meal with them, they break bread. All of these stories have this beautiful pastoral quality where Jesus isn't yet sending his people out into the world, but he's spending time with them and assuring them that what seems to have happened at Easter truly has happened. Rest is something that's counterintuitive in our society. We're caught up in productivity often, and there can be some guilt associated with rest. But I'd like to argue that if we don't take time to rest our hearts, if we don't have a season of rest, that our work down the road suffers. Rest is something that's deeply ingrained in our tradition from the very moment of creation when God rests on the seventh day and gives us the seventh day as a period of rest. Interestingly, Easter, so with the Sabbath, the concept of Sabbath and creation, we have one day out of seven that's set aside for rest. And like I said, this is something that we do not do well at. Interestingly enough, Eastertide lasts for 50 days. And if we take 50 into the 365 days of the year, it equals out roughly to the same relationship, 1 to 7. So this is kind of like our season of rest in the year. It's a roughly mathematical relationship, and that's coincidence, but I found it interesting. So we are going to we're going to have a moment of rest together to experience what that's like. And there are many different ways of resting. I don't know what your personal practice is with deeply resting in the Lord and just enjoying Him, building friendship with Him. But we're going to have a moment here briefly, and there's an insert in your bulletin about a practice that you can use to cultivate rest in your own life over the next 50 days. And I present this to you not as a final answer. You may have something else that's deeply restful for your soul, but this is something that if you were looking for something over the next 50 days that you could use to cultivate a restful attitude, just resting in God's presence. It's called centering prayer. And if you're interested in learning more than what's listed on your bulletin insert, I would refer you to the Contemplative Outreach website. The web address is at the bottom of the insert. There's a lot more information. This is just a very brief introduction to one type of restful prayer that we're going to experience together. Now, a few simple steps for getting ready for this. The first step is what's called choosing a sacred word, something. If it's Jesus, Amen, Abba, which is Aramaic, basically for daddy. Some people like to use that word because of its implied intimacy. But you choose a word that resonates with you. If you can't think of one in the moment, you might just say use Amen as your sacred word. And what we're going to do is settle into a period of silence. And we'll begin that silence. I'll read a prayer. I'll hit a chime to indicate that we are beginning our silent time together, and then you introduce your sacred word, whatever it is, Amen or something else, silently in your mind to open that period of silence. Inevitably, thoughts, emotions, plans, oops, I forgot that, I forgot to do that, those thoughts will arise in the 5 minutes that we're going to sit together in silence. And when they do, use your sacred word, whatever it is that you choose, to bring you back to a place of presence where you've put those thoughts aside and you're just resting in the Lord. You might fall asleep. Some people in the 8 o'clock told me that they fell asleep during this short little window of silence, and that's okay. This is a prayer of no judgment. If you find yourself falling asleep, when you come to, use your sacred word to refocus your thoughts or refocus the quiet, I guess, and just let it be. I will end the 5 minutes with a chime, and then we will say the Lord's Prayer together, and it'll just give you a taste of what restful prayer can feel like. Again, I urge you to seek out, if this is helpful to you, use it for the next 50 days. If you have another way of resting in the Lord, pull that out, because we're about to be asked to do some pretty big work at Pentecost and then into the Great Green Growing Sundays. So let's begin. It's helpful if you close your eyes during these 5 minutes. If that's something you are uncomfortable with for any reason, that's fine. Keep them open. But it's helpful to just rest with your eyes closed. But I will open now with a prayer. Unending word of life, you write new stories with old sentences. You transform deep hurts into sources of love. You are the one I seek in all my pursuits. Hold me as I weep and whisper strength when everything seems to be falling apart. You are here with me. In this moment, that is more than enough. Amen.